Hello, my name is Jamal Brown, and I believe in the power of compassion. Will Smith, Sunday night, March 27th, Oscars, slapped Chris Rock and cursed profanities at the Oscars and still took home Best Acting Oscars.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it, all right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
And the people have spoken. Cancel Will Smith. But I believe in the power of compassion. I believe that we are not the best of who we are, nor the worst of who we are. I do not believe in the highs of who we are or the lows. I believe in balance, equilibrium. And what we saw from Will Smith at the pinnacle height of his career, winning the Oscar for King Richard, but we saw him during his acceptance speech, which is really a forgiveness speech, asking for compassion. From what we witnessed of him assaulting Chris Rock, we're not the highs nor the lows. And what we witnessed at that moment was both the highs of a man's career and the crashing of his career. Will we not show compassion? I can even say, hey, I saw him, he was defending his wife. Chivalry. That's how men act. When men feel like you're disrespecting their wives, disrespecting their significant others, it shouldn't just be wives. You're dating someone who's non-binary, who's gay, lesbian. You are defending the person that you love. He felt like he was taking up a right, a chivalrous act. And he assaulted a man. Should we not show compassion for defending his love? Now, I don't know if I'm coming off as I'm playing devil's advocate, but we would not show compassion. Wouldn't you want your partner to defend you? It doesn't need to deserve compassion for the fact that we are now mindful and aware that Will Smith doesn't know how to manage his emotions, even though he's an actor. Someone like me who I suffer from irrational anger. Someone like me who suffers from bipolar disorder, both highs and lows, mania and depression. Someone like me who has acted out in violence before. Shouldn't I show compassion watching someone act out in anger because they cannot control their emotions? Even though they're trained actors, he's not acting. That's who he is. Now, in the end, what we saw was assault. It's a law. It's a crime. He assaulted Chris Rock for a G.I. Joe joke. Even though for the past 5 years, 7 years, it's been cancel culture, it's been sensitivity, it's been a war on comedy. We're post-comedy. Now it's, oh, he took that joke too sensitive. When we've been trained to take jokes sensitively. That I do understand. And I understand it was an assault. But the LAPD went up to Chris Rock and asked him, do you want to press charges? Chris Rock says no. If Chris Rock doesn't want to press charges, if Chris Rock is showing compassion, shouldn't we? But the whole world is giving judgment because judgment is extremely easy. Take it easy. Everybody's got something to do, except for me and my monkey. Instead of going the easy route with judgment, let's try compassion. Chris Rock showed him compassion. We should. We are not both the highs or the lows of who we are. And we witness both the highs and the lows of Will Smith. That is not who he is. He is not really an all-time great actor either. He's just one of the best actors. People believe it was Andrew Garfield. Still. Show compassion. I will. Chris Rock can show compassion. I will as well. Because I believe in the power of compassion.